Well, good evening and welcome to our carol service. My name is Johnny Dyer and I'm one of the ministers here at the church. Some of you may remember this now infamous headline from 1986. Freddie Starr ate my hamster. Now, if you don't, the claim was that the comedian Freddie Starr put a live pet in his sandwich. And it is the original fake news story. And now we live in a fake news world that mixes one part fact with five parts fiction, add a pinch of conspiracy, a twist of entertainment, and you've got yourself a fake news cocktail. The problem is that even if you sip it and dismiss it, it still sows doubt. It causes us to question everything with suspicion that something is a lie, even something that is true. We're not tired of fake news? Aren't we all longing for good news? Well, here this evening we are presented with the ultimate good news story, and it's really quite simple. God loves you. You know, the story goes that shepherds were keeping watch over their flocks by night, and the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. You know, I'd understand if you were sitting here and thinking, fake news. Our society is exhausting itself with cynicism and irony. And I do wonder if it needs help to be woken up. I came across this letter from an agnostic lamenting the shallowness of British society, who has found a surprising alternative in Christianity. Right now, I am struggling to accept the basic Christian doctrines, virgin birth, resurrection, second coming, because I feel the Christian tribe may be the right tribe for my family. We just finished watching a BBC miniseries about the birth of Jesus, which was so beautiful and moving compared to secular TV. My nine-year-old really enjoyed it. I find this observation fascinating. And tonight, you know, how do we test whether this good news of Christmas is real or just fake news? In a recent survey, it was found 40% of people think that Jesus didn't exist. Yet, there is actually more historical evidence for Jesus than Julius Caesar. We then have the extensive eyewitness accounts and the corroborating evidence from historians like Josephus and Pliny. And the good news is Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And we see evidence of this good news all around us every day. So let's have a look briefly this evening of what faith in this Saviour produces. And according to the angel, it means that we can be free from fear. The shepherds outside on those hills are absolutely terrified. Wouldn't you be? The angel then speaks. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. Fear not, says the angels. Now fear, it's natural, isn't it? You know, we're all afraid of something. And what are you afraid of? Heights? Bugs? Or maybe even Santa himself. Now, the shepherds are afraid, but their fear runs even deeper than their phobias. Fear began right back in the book of Genesis, as we read this evening with Adam and Eve, when they rejected their heavenly Father and they were left to their own devices in this big world, left in need of rescuing from their sin and from their rebellion. And fear has been stalking the hearts of men and women down through the centuries since. You know, Jesus, the promised Savior as an adult, sought to dispel fear, saying, "Do not be afraid," to the disciples in the boat, terrified by the storm, to blind Bartimaeus, who feared that he would never see again, to the 10 lepers, who feared that they would never see their families again, to Mary and Martha, who feared that they would never see Lazarus again. "Do not be afraid," Jesus said. You know, fear still haunts us. You know, all of us at some point have experienced anxiety or panic or terror. Now, maybe just before that exam you took. For some of us, anxiety or panic are our daily companions. We've just mastered the art of hiding it, but it's still there, lurking in the shadows of our lives, waiting for that perfect moment to pounce. Health concerns, embarrassment, failure, relational troubles, news headlines. Fear may even leave us struggling to enter into the Christmas spirit. Then we would have something in common with the shepherds. Now, there is almost certainly little Christmas cheer among the shepherds on that first Christmas night. The nation of Israel has been conquered by Rome. The future is uncertain for the country. It's not the most wonderful time of the year. Until the angel shows up and gives us that first Christmas talk. "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. Your heavenly Father loves you. He offers you perfect love that will drive out your anxiety, your dread, your fear of the future in the smile of a baby born in Bethlehem." What are you putting your hope in this evening? Where do you find your security? Where do you find that small piece of warmth to get you through the tough times? Now, we all need hope in our lives. Nelson Mandela said, "May your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears." Now, it's that time of year then when we all love to watch a Christmas movie. What's the movie that you're looking forward to watching? Well, since our time in America, we as a family love to watch A Charlie Brown Christmas. Now, I don't know if you noticed, something powerful happens in that moment when Linus quotes the angel and says, "Fear not." He drops his security blanket. You know, it's the only time in the history of Peanuts that Linus ever separates from his security blanket. His fears, his anxieties are driven out of him. He no longer needs that little warmth, that blanket that he holds on to. You saw there, look, his face becomes radiant, filled with joy, because he understands the good news that casts out fear. Now perhaps there's a lesson in this for us. Joy defies fear. Every one of us has fear. Fear not. It doesn't mean that we cannot have fear. It means that we do not allow fear to have us. And this is what the good news of Christmas produces. You can be free of fear. Also, you can be full of joy. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy.'" Now, it's a troubling fact that fake news travels faster than good news. And research has shown that fake news provokes emotions of surprise, fear, and disgust, adding to our anxiety levels. Good news, by comparison, provokes emotions of trust, anticipation, and joy. I had an early Christmas present this year. I had an invitation to the Houses of Parliament. And while I was there, I had the chance to listen to a visiting speaker. And he was talking about what the good news, what Christian faith produces. And he said, "It's outwardly indisputably more beautiful and magnificent than its secular alternatives. At this time of year, people head to midnight mass only in part because it's something to do. They're drunk, or it's what their gran would want them to do. They do it because it's lovely. Carols are the best tunes. The Bible has the best lines. Latin murmured gently over an altar is the best language. By candlelight, the church glows. It's deeper than that, though. The speaker said, people are exhausted by the idea the good is up to them. That it's down to you and me to fix everything. You see, the stripping away of God from our society, from our daily lives, has collapsed all of our problems on me. And we know this, don't we? Now, despite the cheer that Christmas brings, it's also considered the most stressful time of the year. Because we feel that it's down to us to bring the joy. We never even know if we're buying the right gifts, if we're honest. Now, it is agreed that our stress levels at Christmas come down to one word, family. Someone said that Santa has the right idea. Visit people only once a year. And the peak of Christmas stress comes at 2:05 p.m. on Christmas Day, just as we sit down to Christmas dinner. You know, on that night, when God announced good news through the angel, he broke into time and space, broadcast with a choir of angels, the good is not up to you, it's down to me. I'm the one here to offer you great joy. Our pursuit of happiness as a society is obsessive, and it peaks in the pursuit of the perfect Christmas and fizzles into another lost dream with the Christmas Day buster. And your God offers you something far richer and deeper. Joy. That settled state of contentment, confidence, and hope that only comes from God. Joy that transcends the circumstances of life. And it's what God offers. The shepherds, the angels appeared from above, and the shepherds had to look up from all the things that weighed them down, to take seriously the good news. Typical of last-minute Oxford Street Christmas shoppers, a few years back, a mother was running furiously from store to store, and suddenly she became aware that the pudgy little hand of her three-year-old son was no longer clutched to hers. In a panic, she retraced her steps until she found him standing with his little nose pressed flatly against the Selfridge's frosty window. He was gazing at a manger scene. Hearing his mother's near hysterical call, he turned and shouted with innocent glee, "Look, Mummy, it's Jesus, baby Jesus in the hay." With obvious indifference to his joy and wonder, she impatiently jerked him away, saying, "We don't have time for that." Do you have time for Jesus this Christmas? It wasn't enough for the shepherds to just listen to the good news. They had to go and find for themselves the Saviour who had been born to them. To go and find the Christ child born in Bethlehem. It was the only way that they were going to receive the joy. And it's the only way you are going to receive the joy. Now, let me leave you with this. You know a Christian. They may have even brought you this evening. See, people wouldn't turn their lives around over a myth any more than critics of Christianity wouldn't waste so much energy trying to debunk a childish delusion. Now, we do this big Christmas thing for a reason, because deep down in our souls, we connect the love on display in the Nativity with our own needs and experience. Now, we want to be loved and fathered. A part of even the biggest cynic knows that the Christmas story is very real and brings immense life-transforming joy to millions. Now, you may have found 2018 challenging. Has it had its ups and its downs? Fake news trades in doubt, and you should resist it. The fake news is that humanity is lost and without hope. The good news is that because Jesus truly is the risen, reigning Messiah, you can find him. You can have great joy. You can be saved. And it's good news for everyone. For me and for you. For the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Amen.